Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, Championship Week continues, and we've got you covered with all the latest scores and highlights. But in our final segment tonight, we're going to shift gears and go inside the huddle with Rick Saratella of the NFL Draft Bible and get his thoughts on the upcoming 2016 draft. It'll be here before you know it. It's his first time on the show. Good evening, Rick. How are you?
Hi, Elissa. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you on. And, of course, the Scouting Combine, it is now in the rearview mirror. Let's take time to identify some of the players that stood out and are trending upward and perhaps could be that first-round draft pick. I mean, what did this year's Combine, what did it show you?
Well, you know, we had an interesting Combine, as always, 332 players gathering in Indianapolis. And, you know, it always helps to perform well at this event and check off all the boxes for the prospects. And one guy that stood out to me was Jason Spriggs from Indiana. And, you know, casual NFL fans may not recognize the name now, but this is a guy who's going to be a top 12, top 15 pick, probably that offensive tackle position. I think he could be the second offensive tackle off the board. And, of course, Derrick Henry, the Alabama running back. We all know he was big. We didn't know he was that fast and could move that well. And you might start to see a renaissance of the running back position in the NFL. We saw Todd Gurley go in the first round last year. I think this year Ezekiel Elliott looks like a top 10 pick. And Derrick Henry might now be in that first round mix. And then over on the defensive side of the ball, I thought Leonard Floyd from Georgia came in impressive, 6'5", 245-pound frame. He's now positioned himself to maybe be the second pass rusher off the edge. And Jalen Ramsey, I mean, what's not to like about this kid? World-class athlete. He came out and proved that at the NFL Scouting Combine. Some people think he may be the best player in the draft.
NFL Draft Bible, Rick Saratella is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It's his first time on the program, and of course he is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And you mentioned, Rick, you're talking about Derrick Henry. How do you view his skill set and translating over to the next level? I mean, is his running back style conducive for success in the NFL?
You know, this is probably one of the biggest draft debates of the 2016 NFL draft class because, quite honestly, we haven't had many running backs that are 6'3" tall. You think about a guy like maybe Eddie George, but was not nearly the size of Derrick Henry. I think, you know, he's for certain teams and certain schemes because of his upright running style. He's not going to really work out in a zone-blocking type of run scheme, but boy, I mean, the Dallas Cowboys could really use a running back, and imagine him behind that offensive line. I think he could really do some damage, but it'll be interesting to see. I think he's more of a hyped-up Brandon Jacobs. If you're looking for an NFL type of comparison, that would be the one.
Well, you talk about the Dallas Cowboys. They might need a backup quarterback. I mean, how many quarterbacks do you think will go in round one this year?
There's not enough supply for the demand at quarterback in the NFL, and I only have 6 quarterbacks in the entire draft class that I would actually select in this year's draft. Christian Hackenberg, Connor Cook, Cardale Jones being the other 3. I think those guys have a really good chance of coming off the board in round 2.
NFL Draft Bible, Rick Saratella is with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Reach out to our national audience, Rick, and where can they check out some of your stuff online? It is impressive.
Well, we appreciate that. At NFL Draft Bible on Twitter, and of course, the website NFLDraftBible.com. We always have lots of interviews. We're doing our Pro Day circuit, so we'll have all the Pro Day updates, and of course, our big board keeps tabs. We have those official NFL Scouting Combine numbers now inputted into the big board, and we'll keeping tabs leading you up to the draft. We're almost there, just a month and a half away.
Yeah. 2016 draft, it is just around the corner. So how would you define, how do you go about in terms of defining a safe pick in the draft? Because we think about Johnny Manziel and, you know, the Browns saying goodbye to him. I mean, Johnny, that was such a sad story.
That character concern considered a first-round pick, and we'll see if he remains in that first-round mix. Noah Spence, another guy with these off-the-field drug issues, and where there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, how much of a risk-reward do you want to really invest millions of dollars in a guy who has, you know, drug use leading into the NFL? Somebody once said, you know, if you give a guy with questionable character and drug issues more free time and more money, what do you think is going to happen? And I think that's what happened to Johnny Manziel. And honestly, you know, there's no such thing as a safe draft pick. I think that's the phenomenon of the NFL draft and why it's so popular, because, you know, if you look year after year, even the first round picks, you know, a good 40-50% of these guys turn out to be busts. But ideally, you do want to get one of these clean guys, stay out of trouble, but also go through the process and check off the boxes, whether it be the All-Star game process, the NFL scouting combine, the pro day circuit. You want to see, you know, certain height, weight, times, and then, you know, behind closed doors, I always say the most important parts of the combine we don't have access to, which is those 15-minute meetings behind closed doors. And, of course, obviously the medical examinations. And really, when there's so many X factors involved, it's really hard to find that safe guy.
That, of course, was Rick Ceratella of the NFL Draft Bible. We need to take time to thank all of our amazing guests in our lineup. Joe George from YSR, Craig Bullerjack, the Jazz television play-by-play announcer, Justin Anderson of the Dallas Mavericks, Lee Klein, the CEO of Five Star Basketball Camp, and Mike Ditka, Chicago Bears legendary coach. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports.